You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Community Players in Bloomington brings out the Bard with the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, opening with the preview night on January 11th and running through the 21st. It's a fast romp for Shakespeare lovers and haters alike. Featured in all 37, yes, 37 of Shakespeare's plays are Chris Stevenson, Dave Montague, and Missy Freese. Of the three performers, only Stevenson has experience performing Shakespeare.
My most recent thing, a couple years ago here at Illinois State, we had this thing called Bard Hard, which is a stage reading of a Shakespeare show. And it's 24-hour rehearsals. It's cast the day before and goes up the following morning. And we're just given a script and we spend the rest of the evening rehearsing and then we put on a short performance the following day.
That's really interesting. So you've got the Bard experience, mm-hmm. and you guys are coming at it fresh. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of an experience does that give you guys performing together?
It's great. Chris is always kind of stopping and saying, "Hey, history lesson," and he'll give us a background on some interesting tidbits we didn't know, and we smile and nod and then continue on with what we were doing.
It's not at all pretentious.
It's pronounced pretentious. There's an extra vowel in there. I do get excited at any kind of opportunity to talk about Shakespeare and the history, because that is my jam. But the show is equal parts just creative comedy, and it is definitely a team effort to have all sorts of creative angles with every joke they have, because there is the Shakespearean essence to it, but it comes down to a creatively original show for us.
So is this a 100% scripted show, or are you guys improvising within a framework?
You'll never know.
Oh,
I don't even know.
Yeah. A little bit of both. And that's the cool thing about it, is there's parts that are scripted that feel like maybe they're improvised, and then there are areas that have been improvised. There's things where we've made mistakes in rehearsal and our director has said, "Well, you know, that's funny, let's just leave it." So it's constantly growing and adapting, and it seems like will be different from each performance to the next.
Absolutely.
You know, I was really interested to see, Missy, that there was a woman in the cast.
Yes.
Because traditionally this is three guys, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of cross-dressing when they have to play a female character, which really basically harkens back to how Shakespeare did it, of course, in mm-hmm. his day.
For the noted, it's mostly me being the woman.
So basically, okay, so you are playing some female characters?
All but one. All but
yeah.
Two. Pardon me.
So, but who are you playing, Missy?
So this is like the only opportunity ever as a woman that I will get to play Macbeth and Hamlet. So I am equally as excited to cross-dress.
So what I want to know is, how do you make King Lear funny?
With doing 37 different shows, very few of the shows are given the full breadth and treatment. So Lear is one of those that is in a more very abbreviated format, mm-hmm. at that what the audience will find funny.
Yes, and there's even a line that we have in the show that we find that the tragedies are just as funny as the comedies.
It's not funnier.
So tell me about your director, or is he more of a herder of cats with regards to this production?
Brett Cottone is our director, and he definitely had a vision coming in. This has been a little bit different of a style of rehearsal process than other shows I've been in. It's been
is it looser?
Oh. Yeah, it's a little bit of mm-hmm. a little bit looser. But he's very direct about what he enjoys and what he does, what's working, what's not working. Mm-hmm. But he's allows us to explore the comedy, both of the line delivery and the physicality of the show, and helps us explore that as well as helps us firm up what's working and what doesn't.
It seems like a very daunting task, that there's a lot ahead of you. Can you tell me about the challenges that you guys face in doing this show? Missy, I'm going to start with you.
Memorization, for uh-huh. one yep. thing, that has been a daunting task.
Well, how do you do that? What's a good trick?
Me personally, and sometimes I tell this to people and they think I'm crazy, but I memorize by writing it down. So then you have the physical muscle memory of writing it, seeing it, and then, I don't know, it sticks more in my mind that way. And then I have dragged my husband into running lines with me as well. He has no theatrical experience, and I gotta tell you, sometimes he's just getting a little too into it, and we might have to wrangle him in and have him at Community Players as well.
Dave, what are some challenges for you?
I think the challenge for me is finding the humor in the show for my character, because I feel like each of us has a slightly different comedic take on the characters, and what might work for one of our characters might not work for another. So that for me has been, okay, what works for me as an actor? And because what's interesting about this, we are basically kind of playing ourselves within the show.
Very much the goal of the show is to get 37 plays down in about 90 minutes. That is our initial goal. We get a few seconds of elbow room, but the trying to get everything in at once is very much, you have to quicken the pace for everything. On top of that, it's a comedy, so comedy's got to be very fast-paced. It's got to be very, you know, very action-packed. It has to have a nice flow to it. And the biggest part of that is making it flow. We have to run back on stage all the time, mm-hmm. running around on stage, putting on wigs, putting on costumes, getting props together, throwing off props, throwing in props, throwing in into the audience, coming back on stage, rolling on stage, doing a lot of physicality, not just for comedic purposes, but practical purposes. At one point, we have to be running in and out of an exit within 2 seconds, being a completely different character. And it's just keeping up not only endurance, but and memorizing your lines, but memorizing what needs to happen next, the sequence, and making sure it flows well.
This show was originally staged in 1987. One of the fun things about the show is it includes pop culture references. So my question is, are you keeping the 1987 pop culture references, or are you updating this at all?
So the script in general is a revised version. Like, the original playwrights have since revised
it. So they've been freshening it up, something Shakespeare could never do.
Definitely. And they even leave things open to interpretation, so they'll make a suggestion at one point. I'm crying, trying to do the to be or not to be speech for Hamlet, and I go off on this tangent that in the script it's originally written to be for, what's it called?
General Hospital.
That's like a soap opera reference. They're like, or any relevant, whatever. So we turned it into Grey's Anatomy.
Uh-huh.
So I go on this tangent about Izzy from Grey's Anatomy and her character and how she's having a hard time. So we tried to make it a little more relevant to now.
Is there any way that you can throw in some local references for a little extra fun?
We did throw in one in regards to public transportation, but I will leave it at that.
On the Community Players website and a lot of websites that have this show, they say, if you love Shakespeare or if you hate Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. And I thought, who hates Shakespeare?
You'd be surprised.
or just don't know it.
You don't have to know Hamlet or any of these plays to have
a
good time?
No.
Not at all. I saw this show 20 years ago, and I had I don't think I'd ever seen a production of Shakespeare ever, and I fell in love with the show, and I had to do it. So I was so excited to have the opportunity to not only audition, but to be cast in this show. I am not a Shakespeare expert by any stretch of the imagination. I read a couple of plays in high school. You don't have to be an expert on Shakespeare to enjoy this play. It's just fun. You can't not have fun with this show. We are guaranteed to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dead of January, people need to laugh and people need to get out. And every performance will be utterly unique.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much audience participation built into the show.
Ah, so come prepared.
Oh, yeah. We have a splash zone marked out, too.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Theater, for me, has always been about human connection, and there's just something there that you don't get from movies or other entertainment along those lines, and there's something so great about being able to sit in a room with complete strangers and feel together and feel those emotions. And not only is that brought from theater and the performance, but I think it's great also to be able to support the community, and with Community Players being a completely not-for-profit organization, like, really we're just pouring our hearts into it, and being able to come and enjoy that and support that, I think might be better than seeing a movie, but I could be biased.
I mean, it's definitely a different experience. And at its core, this performance is very much a celebration of Shakespeare, about the language, about what it's done for us as English speakers in general. Mm-hmm. And it's a celebration of just life, just having fun, just taking a moment to just push away your woes and spend 90-ish minutes to just have fun and have an experience with people on stage, and bring that experience just all throughout the audience.
That's the trio of performers from the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged. That's Dave Montague, Chris Stevenson, and Missy Freese. They'll be performing at Community Players beginning January 11th and running through the 21st. I'm Laura Kennedy.